This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Ezra chapter 3, verses 10 through 13 describes the beginning of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem after the exile. As the foundation was laid, there was a time of praise and thanksgiving, singing to the Lord. He is good. His love to Israel endures forever. While this was taking place, many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise. Reading between the lines, it seemed the older people remembered the glory days. This was better than being in exile, but it wasn't like it used to be. Looking at the foundation of the new temple being built, they were convinced it would never match the glory of Solomon's temple. For the young, they never experienced the glory days. This was their first temple, and they were impressed with what God was doing. For them, this was great. They were excited and shouted for joy. The cacophony of shouts of joy and of weeping and disappointment illustrates that often we're focused on the wrong thing. We're preoccupied with the externals. From God's perspective, this was the temple in which Jesus was going to be circumcised and in which he would minister. It's where God would tangibly invade history. Now that's important. A reason, a very good reason for joy.